The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored. It is. It's Niall's show and Killian with you. And we are well into season six right now. But last week was a very special week because, as you know, we've been talking about it both here on the podcast and on the radio show. We had our latest live event and we brought it to show's hometown of Wexford.
I haven't been able to walk down the main street.
Oh, swamped. I've never seen you as nervous as I saw you last Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. Nerves don't generally get to you, but last Friday you were, you were.
But I told you I was nervous. Yeah, I didn't know I was that obviously nervous. But I guess, like I said this on stage, I felt like it was a big deal and it didn't really hit me until the day of. And I woke up that Friday morning and I swear I had like butterflies in my stomach and I was going, oh my God. And I suppose as well, like, if I'm totally honest, it wasn't just the fact that we were doing something in my hometown, which I've made no secret of the fact that I'm very proud to be from Wexford and I love my town and all of that. But I also was a little bit nervous about the fact that we were bringing something that is quite different. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think the Arts Centre has ever seen anything like it.
I mean, they might not again. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so proud of what we've done. And I think I said that at the end of the show on Friday night. Like, we are doing something that's, you know, it's like certainly conversations that people aren't having every day of the week. And I think,
well,
I've taken this really
you.
Seriously. Sorry, I didn't mean to, but I was. That's why I was nervous. Yeah,
I consider myself quite knowledgeable on a lot of matters, but I learned last Friday night. I learned some new things, I can tell you.
Yeah, so did I.
Soaking.
I learned a lot of new things, but just not to get back to the serious route, but you mentioned it on the night of the podcast. There is that kind of like that Irish Catholic guilt where like, should we be talking about this? Or like you were saying, like, oh, it's coming to Wexford and talking about sex. But you said, like, with Eve, like, it's grand to know that she's grown up in a world where it's more acceptable to have these conversations.
Well, it even comes down to, like, you know,
I wouldn't tell her about soaking yet.
No.
I'm never telling her about that.
No, but in general.
No, I even if you go to, like, the basics of it, like, even, you know, at her age now, it's not a weird thing to say the word penis or vagina or breasts, whereas I felt like when I was growing up it was like, oh
yeah, don't say that out loud.
And that wasn't anything my parents did, that was just the way we grew up.
Yeah, the culture.
So to come out on a stage in your hometown and then say what you're going to hear in this podcast is like, you know, it's pushing the boundaries a little bit, I'd like to think. But so I think that's where my nerves came from.
Now we could only have done it with the amazing crowd that came on the night, and we want to thank them all because
absolutely,
they were up for the fun, they were also up to learn. They were up to get involved in the games, and you're going to hear some of that a little bit later on.
Not all of it, because we couldn't share it all.
Up to educate.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the front row, he knew a lot.
He did.
He was educating his girlfriend.
That was one of my favourite, like when we talked about what that soaking thing was, and a guy looked down and he was whispering, explaining it to her, and like she was like, I didn't know he knew that.
Yeah.
Like,
well, my favourite line was, oh yeah, I've met you in the Crown, you and Niall. And we've talked about this. We talked about squirting, and I went, oh my God.
Well, we didn't.
My boss is here.
We didn't. Yeah. We didn't just go straight into like, hey, how are you? I'm Niall and Cho from Beat Breakfast. Let's talk about squirting. He said that was his favourite episode of Daily Dilemma Uncensored. And I'd kind of forgotten. Like, even when he said it to me, I was like, really? Did we do an episode
of
that?
Oh my God.
It happens. It's very common. Yeah, like.
That is one of the weirdest things about this podcast is obviously because we're doing it in work. Not that stuff has to go through the boss, but like we chat about it with our boss. Mm. So it's kind of weird. So like, yeah, I want to listen back to that. And she's heard about my sex life. And how am I supposed to like go in and have a meeting about like performance and she's known how many girls I've slept with?
Well, she said
she wants to discuss a performance review, and you're going, about what?
Yeah, my performance in work or other areas.
I want to do a performance review with you. Yeah, that's so true, actually. But no, she was there and she was proud of us.
Very
so that
supportive,
was nice,
yeah. So thanks to everyone in work as well.
Yeah.
And just finally, just very special thanks to our guests, Caroline, to Lisa.
From Gory, who is an absolute amazing panellist and regular Beat Breakfast contributor and listener. She loves the show. And yeah, she shone that night.
Also, Pussy in Boots, aka Jack, and Liam Fitzy as well, who all played a big part in it. Right.
And to the Arts Centre, who did such an amazing job of hosting us, and what a beautiful venue it is.
And thanks to you guys for being stars.
And you
Thank you for being
producer on stage. Okay, part one of today's episode of Daily Dilemma Uncensored is one of those dilemmas from the night. Let's take a listen.
Daily Dilemma Uncensored, the live podcast. Please put your hands together for your very special hosts, Niall Power and Shona Lyons.
Oh yeah! One, two. Hello everybody! Hey guys! Welcome! Are we ready? Woo! Hi, guys. Welcome to Daily Dilemma Uncensored Live in Wexford. Woo! Couple of quick things. I want to say thanks to our guys, Lee and Fitzy. They're going to stay with us. They're back a little bit later tonight. And also to Pussy and Boots, who did such an amazing job. We'll be hearing more from her later too. But I have one very proud Wexford girl on stage tonight. Hometown girl!
I won't lie. I don't get butterflies anymore, and I woke up with butterflies in my stomach this morning because I knew I was coming to see you all tonight, and I was a little bit nervous about coming to Wexford. And I know that yous are all so lovely, but I am the proudest yellow belly in all the land. Up Wexford, up the fla!
Okay, I think we should get into our first dilemma. What do you reckon? Okay. Right. Hey, Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Love your pod. I need your help. I'm with my boyfriend 3 years. We have a good relationship and a good sex life, but at times I find myself just feeling a bit like it's lacking something. I was out last weekend with a friend of mine, and she said that her and her partner have started swinging. I nearly spat out my vodka. I honestly thought swinging was for old people. Like, we're 29. I couldn't believe it. She said that her and her fella joined a group and are now doing this once a month. She said it has been the best thing for their relationship and that as long as clear boundaries are in place, it can only be a positive in the relationship. I'm just so interested to know what you think. Do you know people who do it? My boyfriend said he's up for it maybe, but he said it would be weird to do it locally because you could easily bump into the couple doing the weekly shop in Aldi. But... apparently loads of people are at it. Has show ever considered it? What advice can you give? Over to you, partner in crime.
They've obviously never listened to the podcast. Have I ever considered swinging?
Is there pampas grass outside your house?
There actually is. You know where I live.
I do. That got really weird really fast.
No is the honest answer. I've never considered swinging. I've never considered a lot, really, to be honest with you. There was a couple of kind of like, I suppose, prenup, like unwritten agreements that we came to, and we've stuck to them. Well, Yeah, we've definitely stuck to them. No, I've never considered swinging is the honest answer. And I'll tell you for why. Because myself and Tom, long time ago, tried, I think I said this in the podcast before, but we tried like just a little bit of like role play. And it wasn't like anything. There was no costumes. There was nothing. It was just like, obviously.
Character.
And you know, because I've dabbled in acting.
She's a very good actress.
Yeah. Thanks. We tried like to play different characters and we agreed that we would have met in a bar and, you know, it was our first time meeting and we were really into each other. And, I was like, you come in and you're all kind of, you know, tall and dark, which he is, handsome, like good looking fella, Tom, big shoulders. And so he walks into the room like, and I'm sat there and I'm waiting for him to come in and I'm doing like a bit of hair flicking or whatever and I'm really getting into it like, and he comes in and he sits down like really awkwardly, like doesn't look like himself at all, just like has taken on this weird stance, like not in any way sexy. So I'm like, okay, we'll just work with this. And then he says, hey. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, hey. And I'm like, what are you doing with your voice? Like, you know, just talk normally, like, you know, you don't have to actually act it out. And so he just said, I can't do it. And I said, well, you haven't really even tried. And he said, well, I'm already jealous of the character that I'm playing because they're chatting you up. So that was the start and the end
of our role play.
So I don't know how we'd fare with another couple actually in the bedroom with us is the honest answer. I can't, like, I think you've probably had a bit more, like, experience in this area or certainly, like, you know, maybe with other people in the, you know, where you talk.
What is swinging, like, exactly?
So if I'm with you, nice. And Niall is with Caroline, right? Mm. And me and you are like, right, what are we going to do tonight? We're going to find a couple that are available and would like to hang out with us and kind of swap, and we'll all.
Well, everyone has fun with each other. We might not be together.
You'll go off with Caroline, and I'll go off with Niall.
And no jealousy or anything. It's just an enjoyable experience.
It's like Pokemon, the way you swap. Like, trade the Pokemon, like.
I've never seen Pokemon.
But I actually found out a term this week by a colleague. She's in the audience. It's a unicorn that's in the swinging community. Yeah, it's a single person that wants to swing without anyone else, but like they're just there to have fun.
Yeah.
So thank you, colleague.
It's generally single girls will be more welcome into that scenario than single guys, I think, would be right in saying. Caroline, I want to ask you, because I, like many people, would have preconceived notions of swingers, you know, the email or the older couple, you know, the keys in the jar, whatever the case may be. Whereas I think a lot of younger people might be more au fait with group sex, is how they might describe it, where it's kind of anything goes and lots of different people. What's the difference? Are there different traits to them, or, you know?
I didn't think in my life I'd be on stage describing swinging to people, but here we go. So swinging's more kind of like a lifestyle and a community, and you can go to events, and sometimes there's like the local stud, and you know, he's with the ladies and all the rest, and everyone respects him, and that's great. But they literally, it's everyone. It's literally like 18 upwards. So you have like 80-year-olds who are living their best life.
Wow.
Or you have like 20-year-olds swanning in, going, getting 80? All that attention.
Yeah,
Viagra's a great
sign
thing.
Up.
Like, it works. No way. So, yeah.
Nana and granddad are dirty.
Not Phil and Anne. No. Not my mum and dad. No. But there's one caveat to swinging that we as Irish people especially have to consider, that we're all too small. We all know each other.
Yeah, see, that's the Aldi thing. Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. So I do know people who went to a swingers party in Dublin, and they're from Sligo, and they thought, that's great, we're safe.
After the capital,
far away.
Millions of people.
Sat next to their neighbours.
Ooh.
Party.
At the swinging event thing?
At the swinging event.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was an awkward mass on Sunday.
Very awkward.
Oh, they weren't going to mass.
And I can make that even more awkward. I knew a girl who was maybe 20-something and was in a very compromising position, shall we say, and she looked up and her uncle walked
in. Oh, my God.
Okay.
See, I just emigrate.
Ireland is way too small. It's way too... No, I'd have to leave.
For those who engage in it as a couple, Carolyn, how do they not let the feelings and the kind of get in the way, you know?
The jealousy.
Talking, like literally the magic of a good relationship is like consent and communication. If you don't have them, you don't really have anything. So if you're taught, you need to talk, and it's okay to be jealous. That's kind of your gut instinct saying, oh, I'm not really feeling comfortable. And that's okay. You're human. You're messy. You're allowed to feel weird that you're having sex with someone else. That's not usually the normal thing that we do. That's okay. But talk to each other and say, what's your approach to it? You know, is it a case of you just want that other person to live their best life, or you want to see it all, or you don't want to hear about it, but you're happy they're having their best time? So there's lots of different ways you can have that conversation. Like, I would not want to be in the room with my husband because I would annoy him more than anything.
What do you mean?
I would literally be like, Michael, you know that special thing that you do? Do it to her. Do it to her. And he'd be like, will you just fuck off and let me do this? Like, and then I'd be like, because I'm such a sex nerd, I'd be like, okay, tell me everything. And like, what happened? And like, you know, where were you? What was the wallpaper like? How many cushions did you have? And all this kind of thing. So I'd be too annoying for that.
How many people can be in this swinging thing? Like, is it just four? I'm not inquiring, like. I'm just curious, okay?
There is technically categories, so you can do soft swaps, and that's generally, or you
sorry,
know,
let me, is anyone a pen? No.
Generally four in a room.
Get a spreadsheet.
What's a soft swap?
A soft swap.
Is this mom talk thing I saw
on
TikTok?
No, it's more Mormon talk. Yeah. So all the Mormons got outed for being mad swingers.
Yeah.
And like, They're like,
that's
yeah.
Oh, secret lives.
So the Mormons are just riding each other. So they got into trouble because they were only meant to get involved in things like oral sex. And one of them went a bit too far and beyond the soaking. Oh my God, I love it. Wow. Do you know what soaking is?
Nope. No, what are Mormons?
Okay.
Do I want to know?
Is show ready for this?
Yes. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. So, picture.
Do you all know what soaking is?
I don't know.
This shows how horny humans are and how inventive we are. So, imagine you and Tom are sitting on your bed.
I love that he's explaining it to his girlfriend in the front row. He's like, he knows. And he was doing it. Caroline, he was like this. And it's basically when you. Yeah.
Drawing a diagram.
We're going to compare notes afterwards. So, imagine you and Tom are lying in bed. Tom is dying to have sex with you. You're dying to have sex with him. Tom puts his penis into your vagina, but he does not move it. He's not allowed to move it, because if he moves it, if he moves it, then you're having sex. But if you don't move it, you're not having sex.
Soaking.
Yeah, you're soaking the penis, but then, to add a little spice to it, you get your friends to come in and jump on the bed.
That is making the rules work for you.
And so they're not having sex.
So
So do you need me and Killian to come around and do the bed?
I do not want you jumping.
I'll do the soaking. Let Tom jump.
And when you're finished, it's like when you're in the bath and you get out and you're all wrinkly afterwards. That's it.
Oh. All right, Fitzy. Didn't expect that from you. Okay, hang on a sec. So, how do you all know? How, like, where?
Secret, like
Mormons. Okay, they're doing this. But are they, well, that is that where it originated? Yeah. So they started it, and now everyone's
soft swap. I just thought was they just shoot at each other. So I'm completely off the ball.
Sometimes just oral, not usually penetration, but everything is in the same room.
So they're bringing fingering back.
Yes. Yeah. Also, everyone should be bringing finger and back.
How many people? Like 10, 12, 13, 14?
No, packs of numbers. Okay. So then you're getting into, so then you have threesome and foursome. And then after that, it becomes an orgy. But a gangbang is different because that's everyone on one person. But an orgy is free for all.
Okay.
These are very important rules to observe.
We're learning a lot. Where do we go from here? Lisa. You're relatively newly married. Can you see swinging in the future?
No. I am the predictable, jealous woman who would be like, oh, you spent too much time on her. You didn't spend the same time on me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm timing you. Why did you do that? And you never did that to me. So, no, I don't think swinging interests me. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives was an epic, like, just unreal insight into swinging, but
I'm sure
I think swinging is more out there than we know.
Yeah,
and I'm now looking at my neighbours.
Do we have a resuscitator here?
Scratch the surface, and no, there's swingers parties everywhere. There's swingers clubs, there's swingers events, swingers community stuff.
Like, how do you tap into this world? Is it all online?
Where
do you find it?
Mostly online.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to go away from the pampas grass, you can put an upside down pineapple.
The pineapple.
Pineapples.
Yeah.
It has to be upside down.
Upside down. But I've also heard that if you put that into your trolley when you're in Aldi or Tesco and then you're like walking around and somebody sees it, they know then. Is that true as well?
God, I hope
so. It's super easy just buying a pineapple.
Did Tom do that?
No, he didn't. Okay, so it is a lot more common than we realise.
So common.
Because I would have had that perception of it being an older thing. And well, you've said the 8-year-old, but I mean as in a more old-fashioned thing.
But what's super awesome about like Gen Zs and people in their 20s and 30s and stuff is like loads of them are rejecting those labels.
Yeah.
Say a relationship has to be boy meets girl, then they move in together, then they get married, then they have kids. And now it's like there's more than boy just meets girl.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have the whole relationship escalator. You can have your poly relationships, your open relationships, your relationship anarchy, your three fuck buddies, whatever happens to be. And it's like that's really nice that people get to figure that out on their own terms, because like life's short and sex is nice. So like why not enjoy it?
Like,
You're right, Hello. Caroline. No wonder you have a book.
You're good. I'm going to go down into the audience, and I'm not necessarily, like, I'm not looking for you to say you're swinging, because I don't expect anybody to, like, say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll talk to you. But I do, see, look, they're chatting again. I want to go down to this fella here, because he knows. Hi, I'm Sho from Beat Breakfast. What's your name?
Adam.
Adam. Do we know each other?
We do. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We met you and Niall in the Crown.
Of course we met in the Crown.
Do you want to know what we talked about?
What? Did we talk about an episode of Uncensored? Which one was it?
Squirting.
My favourite one.
Wow. Good times, Adam. Good times. And what is your lovely girlfriend's name again? Megan. Okay. So when we were talking about... it's soaking, is it? Soaking. Is that right? Soaking, yeah. Okay, so you were explaining it to Megan. Do you, like, how did you know about it now? Are you what?
Just heard about it.
Okay. And do you find him... Sure, she says. Do you find him helpful with, like, kind of educating you about, you know, phrases?
Yeah, sure. He's got his own analogy anyway about it.
And where do you learn from? Is it all Daily Dilemma Uncensored or?
A bit from here, a bit from there. The soaking's a bit boring for me now.
Okay. All right. I see why you came here tonight. Give it up for Adam and Megan. You're gorgeous.
Daily Dilemma Uncensored, the live podcast.
So that was one of the dilemmas we featured on the night on Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Interesting reaction from both our panel and our audience.
I went to, on the back of the soaking thing.
Yeah.
I went to a kid's birthday party on Saturday, the day after, and I said to Cathy, you're not going to believe what I found out last night. And I was describing it to her, and she was like, so it'd be like you and Tom being in the bed, and then I'd come in and jump on it. And yeah. I was like, yeah, don't ever do that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
never going to happen.
Bouncy castle could work as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I didn't know what soaking was, and I still have yet to know what Mormons are, so I'm going to check that out.
Okay, that's a whole other story, but I might watch that TV show. Everyone was so into it.
I think that turned me off. Like, no, I don't want to see that.
Now, we had a lot of fun games on the night, some of them not even suitable to broadcast on a podcast.
Sorry, lads. Sorry.
We won't talk about Beat the Orgasm.
Yeah, Beat the Bonk.
Beat the Bonk.
Let's just say, if you were there, you know what happened, and they went down exceptionally well. And in a rare admission or a confession, I think we'll play those again.
I think we'll.
I think they'll be brought back.
Take a live show or just like in your own free time?
Just like Thursday morning and Beat. You know, let's all head into Niall's office.
Why not? But of course, we are famous on Beat Breakfast for many years for our daily quiz, Beat the Bomb. And we wanted to bring that to the audience on the night, but with a little twist. Oh, the lads sat down, they worked on their questions. Wowzers. You had fun.
I know, it was Killian.
Yeah, I worked on those questions. Yeah. Joe was more apprehensive to sure, I can't say any of these. I can't say this question. Is that okay? I'm like, Show. I'm like, Show.
I know, I'm such a brute.
Like, I think you are more educated than anything out of these questions.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
Though they're sex related, they were very educational.
No, absolutely. No, I'd agree with that. Yeah, they had that twist to them, apart from one question.
Yeah, well, you'll hear that in a mo. This is Sexy Beat the Bomb with a very brave Wexford lady who stepped up on stage.
Oh, Anne
us.
Was amazing. Check this out.
Anne. Hi, darling. How are you? I'm Sho.
I'm good. How are you?
I believe you listen sometimes.
I do, yeah. Most mornings.
And what do you love about it?
I think it's just funny. I love the...
And do you listen to Uncensored as well?
Oh, absolutely, it's my favourite.
And what about your best friend there? Has she listened to any of it?
No, Amy Murray hasn't a clue.
She hasn't listened to any of it. Actually, I did this last year and I got really good answers. Can you give me your favourite episode so far, putting you on the spot, or one that you remember?
The Doggin one cracked me up. The Doggin, because obviously as guards we would get called Doggin. The Doggin.
Yeah, I remember talking about the Doggin show.
Your man wears a thong.
Oh, the thong. Yeah.
There's no thongs for men, is there? Like. Yeah.
Not that I know. Well,
don't look at me.
You've done your research, right? Are you ready to play Sexy Beat the Bomb? Have you ever played regular Beat the Bomb?
No, well, I would listen to it, but yeah.
Okay, all right. There's no jeopardy really to this game. No. You are getting a prize anyway. Let's just not beat around the bush. But what this will do is uncover how, I suppose, sexually knowledgeable you are.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've run the questions by our resident sex expert, Caroline.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if they cover any of this stuff in Temple Moor, but no, we'll do our best.
It's just me. It's just me. I thought there was two of us going to be.
But no, the audience can help.
Ann
one is enough for everybody, isn't she?
Grace, I hate you.
Okay, right. If we're ready, let's play Sexy Beat the Bomb.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
I'm not responsible for these. True or false, wearing socks during sex can actually increase your chances of having an orgasm.
True.
Is the correct answer. How many nerve endings does the clitoris have? Just an average.
Oh, 45.
8,000.
What? And they can't hit one.
What 1999 teen comedy film features the line, "Suck me beautiful"?
Absolutely no idea.
That's American Pie. True or false, when aroused, the vagina can expand about twice its normal size.
True.
Is correct. Name the Father Ted character that wanted to stick his tool into Mrs. Doyle's box.
Oh, I have no idea.
That's Pat Mustard.
Oh, yes.
What percentage of penises worldwide are circumcised? Quite shocking.
Oh, I'd say 30%.
30 is the right answer.
Yeah.
What TV character said the line, "I'm dating a guy with the funkiest tasting spunk"?
Oh,
Samantha,
yes,
Jones.
Samantha. Okay.
Penises used to have spikes all over them. True or false?
False.
No, that's true.
Oh.
If you had to describe the shape of the clitoris, what object would you compare it to?
The lips.
The lips, you say? No, it's a wishbone.
Oh.
True or false, penis size is related to shoe size?
False.
Is correct. Natural vaginal lubricant contains a substance called squalene, which is also found in the liver of what animal?
Squid.
No, it's actually shark. How effective are condoms at preventing pregnancy and STI transmission?
99.9.
It says 98 here, but I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
True or false, the penis is a muscle?
True.
No, it's false. Can a person get pregnant without having intercourse?
Yes.
Correct.
True,
according to a study, how long does intercourse last for most people? Three. I gave you the answer.
Oh, three. I was going to say three or five. Okay.
That's a lot of bullshit.
3 to 13 minutes. What did you say?
I said, that's a lot of bullshit. I went for an hour once, I'll have you know.
What I will do is I'll give you another one, Anne, because I messed up. And when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. And I would not leave here without asking this question because Niall insisted that I do it. So I'm a very
now,
proud...
Now, with passion.
I'm very proud yellow belly. It's lovely to be here tonight. And this is your last question, Anne, on Beat the Bomb. I'm really sorry to do this. Well, I'm stressed as well, hon. We're in it together.
Everyone's stressed.
Let's hold hands. Okay. Amy, don't film this, please. I don't want any footage. I don't want any evidence. Name the TV show that features the line... How do I do it? Is it angry?
Anger.
I want to fuck your fucking fanny off, you fucking twat.
You know what? I can't think of it.
Four lads.
I can't think of their names.
That does not come naturally.
The in-betweeners.
Yes. Well done.
Daily Dilemma Uncensored, the live podcast.
So that was Sexy Beat the Bomb, never to be played on Beat Breakfast, okay?
Never, ever.
Unless they give us a midnight show some night.
Oh, you know? That'd be cool. Yeah. I'd love that.
8,000 was my takeaway from that. The clitoris.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say?
Said you can't hit one of them.
I think I found one or two in my time. Not 8,000, I don't think.
Okay.
It's a complicated... it's not an organ, is it? It's complicated.
Muscle?
I don't know. I didn't do biology.
We don't even know what the clitoris is. After
Ring Dr. Caroline West, somebody.
Somebody
please.
Tell us what the clitoris actually is.
Okay, we've got one final episode in this season of Daily Dilemma Uncensored. It's coming next Friday, and you're more than welcome to send something in if you can beat some of the wild ones we've had this season. Talk at beat102103.com. And we look forward to chatting to you next week. That's it, lads. Off you go. Go make tea. Enjoy yourself.
Bye. Enjoy.
You got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.